I got you.
All right, and we're now joined by today's race winner, Grant Emfinger, driver of the number 98 Farm Paint Ford for Thor Sport Racing. Grant, can you talk us through those last few laps there and how it feels to get the win in Atlanta?
It was definitely wild, that's for sure. We didn't lead too many laps, but we led the ones that counted. And man, just unbelievable Farm Paint F-150 really on the short runs. We didn't have everything we needed to make a real run at those guys, at Chase and Kyle there for a long run. But I did think we were decent on a long run. We just weren't great. But on a short run, I knew if it could come right down to it and we got through the gears good and got a good restart, I knew we could make it happen. Fortunately, we got a good restart there on the quarter mile that I spent a lot of laps on growing up running Legends cars and able to get through the gears really good. And Austin blocked me on the back stretch. I felt like we could probably clear him either way, but I was kind of glad he went to the bottom. I haven't ever used that move, but I've seen Kyle and I've seen Johnny be successful with that same move that allowed me to get around Austin there. And then it was just a matter of holding him off. And when we had the speed in our F-150 to do that. So, man, just wanted to say thank you to everybody that lets us do this. God was definitely looking out for us. He's on our side. It was a huge weekend for my family. As my grandparents, their 70th wedding anniversary, so we weren't able to celebrate with them yesterday because of all the craziness. But they were able to see some family. Reach out to a really good person in the name of Eli Gold. He was able to put a cool message for them. They met at Alabama and got married in 1950. So it's a very, very special to continue that celebration on into today for sure.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. We're going to take some questions from the media. As a reminder, just click that participants tab at the bottom and raise your hand if you have a question. We'll start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Grant, if a cup driver asked you just how different is the track at 20, 30 degrees warmer than you usually race on it in February, what's the answer?
Man, I felt like it was slicker, but not a lot. Honestly, it wasn't as big of a difference as I was thinking. And the tires always fall off a lot here, but honestly, the tires didn't seem to fall off quite as much as normal. I mean, obviously they could probably look at lap times better than I could tell you, but that kind of caught me off guard this weekend at Charlotte. I don't feel like we had quite as much drop off in the tires as normal. But man, Bob, thank you for everything you do. I actually keep up with you just to keep up with what's going on in this crazy world. Seems like you get the facts somehow.
Well, thanks. And just what does winning, you know, you had won twice, I think, in 83 starts and now twice in your last four. Just what's it like to get kind of two wins so close together?
Truthfully, Bob, it's a huge advantage for us on this 98 team to already have won at Daytona. So we can be more aggressive on that last restart I want to keep this truck in one piece for Duke and Rhonda Thorson, for everybody that works on this thing. But that's it. Other than that, it doesn't matter. We have more to gain than we do to lose. That's not the situation we've been in the last few years. So already having that win is a huge advantage going into these coming races. It also allows Jeff Hensley to be maybe a little bit riskier with the setups, you know, because if we miss it, we miss it. We still want to accumulate as many points as possible. But at this point, playoff points are what really matters. But there again, just thank you to everybody at Farm Paint, Champion Power Equipment, Duke and Rhonda Thorson. Feels pretty good. Thank you to everybody at Gander, RV and Outdoors, Marcus Lemonis for this bonus and being able to bring some money home to Thor Sport Racing.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spence. Go ahead, Lee.
Congratulations, Grant, and big congratulations to your grandparents. That is way cool. Curious if during the pandemic, the fact that Thor Sport is not one of the local teams, has that made it any more tedious than it would normally be to work from remote?
No, you know, I think I caught most of what you're saying. You're kind of quiet there, Lee, but no, I mean, I think it affect, like, I feel like the shutdown was about the same there in Ohio as it was in North Carolina, so that didn't affected, but Duke and Rhonda, they were full throttle. You know, they never furloughed anybody. They never told anybody, hey, you know, things are on shaky ground. He kept everybody in solid footing. which allowed us to go into that break. I mean, everybody's frustrated. Everybody wanted to get back to racing, but man, just pretty thankful to have the great owners that we do. We're hoping to come out of the gate at Charlotte a lot better than we were. We honestly came back to the shop with our tail between our legs pretty good there. Pretty disappointed with how Charlotte went, but very, very proud of the guys. And really from lap one out here to today at Atlanta, I knew we had a truck, a Ford F-150 capable of doing it. And I also want to send a big thank you to Ford Performance, allowing us all the tools that we can use without us actually going out here and practicing. Definitely helped us out.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead with your question, Jim.
Yeah, Grant, to kind of follow up a little bit on Bob's question, the last several years, you've now experienced your most success you've had in NASCAR, particularly the Truck Series. You had a lot of success in ARCA, but what has it felt like to kind of get your NASCAR career off and running the last couple seasons?
Honestly, it means more to me kind of as a family that we've grown with at Thor Sport Racing. We've, for the most part, we've got the same guys that we started with when we struggled in 2017. We missed the playoffs. We were pretty disappointed. Didn't know if we were going to have jobs going in the next year. Didn't know if we were going to be able to keep doing this together. The fact that the Duke and Ryan and Dennis, Todd, Marty, all the guys at Champion Power Equipment have stood behind us the whole way and have believed in us. I feel like we've let them down sometimes. Hopefully we're not going to let them down this year. I feel really good about where we are positioning-wise, about where we are as confidence. Being able to go there and take the lead at the end on this particular track, I feel like shows a lot of the speed that Jeff Hensley has built into this F-150, but also the confidence that he's built into me. So, man, thank you to Pop-Tart, all the guys on pit road. We had a rough Charlotte on pit road, too. Those guys rebounded big time. God's blessed me to be in a great position, and hopefully we can continue to take advantage of it.
And you talked about overcoming Charlotte and then your performance here today, putting those two together. What do you look forward to next weekend at Homestead?
I'm looking forward to slipping and sliding around there. I think people watching at home, they don't understand how much fun it is that you have to play with the throttle. There's a lot of tracks that it's mostly about track position. Track position is important everywhere, but the more you're out of the gas and slipping and sliding around, the more you can make up for as a driver and as a team. You can work together as a team, making your truck stronger. Still a lot about aero, but it's also a lot about mechanical grip. And that's definitely going to be a premium, next week at Homestead. That's by far the most abrasive track we go to. Me and the wife because we're not practicing and stuff is crazy. She's been cooped up at the house, so we're gonna take the camper out. We're gonna take the camper down on Tuesday, make a couple of stops, and try to enjoy the moment a little bit and come to Homestead fresh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm actually gonna read this question from Briar Starr. Could you please tell us why 2020 is so different in terms of wins compared to the previous season?
Feel like obviously it started at Daytona, and the speedways can be so crazy, can be so hit or miss. It's something that I like, though. The fact that we won at Daytona, I don't feel like that's the only reason we won today. I shouldn't say that, but that allows us that changes our mindset even at the shop, even before we get here. And like my spotter Chris Lambert said, we won this race at the shop. These guys, they can't even celebrate with me right now, won this race for us at the shop. And we might not necessarily have made the same calls had we not won and had we been more points racing. So thankful we get to take some of Marcus Lemonis's money home to these guys. They definitely deserve it.
All right, and our final question is going to come from Steve Hummer. Go ahead with your question, Steve.
Yeah, Grant, could you just go over the move at the end there that won the race for you and your thinking there going in the last couple of laps?
I actually had confidence whether we were going to start on the top or the bottom with our particular Farm Payton F-150. But when you start in that outside row, you're kind of at the mercy of who's starting in front of you. If they slide the tires, you can't make a move until the start finish line. So that can hurt your momentum, hurt your run. So it's kind of a little bit pleased to start on the bottom there in fifth. And I'm just able to time the gears just perfect. And then when I got into second, that was step number one. I knew Austin, those guys are really strong. I knew he was going to make it difficult on me. When I saw him block into the bottom, I said, all right, have it. And I just stayed on it, and I got to his outside, and we had enough grip on a short run to hold it. You know, I don't think that same move would have worked if we'd had 10 laps on the tires, but we had a really good Farm Paint F-150 on these short runs, and man, awesome to be able to pull it off like that.
All right, Grant. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the win. We'll see you next weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.